Between 1990 and 2000, the Green Bay area's employment grew by 34%. That's compared to only 15% growth in Milwaukee. The report was done by the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. Its author is Samus White, a professor of urban planning at UW-Milwaukee.
Seemed like a very intriguing question. Why, when we have two metropolitan areas that are less than 120 miles apart, growing at two very different rates?
White found out the disparities can be explained by a number of things. For one, Green Bay has more younger workers. White says Milwaukee lost more than 45,000 people between the ages of 25 and 34 during the 90s.
Also, basic factors of production in Brown County are lower. Land is less expensive, labor rates are lower, building construction costs are lower, building rents are lower, all of which makes it more appealing to certain individuals, certain companies.
White says Green Bay's mix of employers has a better outlook than Milwaukee's. Major employers in Green Bay include insurers, trucking companies, and food processors. White says Milwaukee's manufacturing base is stagnating or declining, so are its foundries. Still, White says both communities need to prepare for tougher economic times ahead. He says the city should encourage entrepreneurship and worker training. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.